Diana.
One day, you'll become all that you dream of and more. And everything will be different. This world is not yet ready for all that you will do. You'll become a legend.
Cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
And according to the words of the great, brave Steve Rogers, I can do this all day. Yep, I can. Welcome to your cinematic world of movies, your cinematic world of wonders. My name is, you'll be shocked, I have a new name today, and I'll be going with Williams too. And I'm not alone in building, of course.
Yep, Gina 2, a.k.a. Ant-Man, a.k.a. Sidekick, is in the building.
Eh? Brother, are you okay? Please, you cannot be giving us this kind of energy.
My name is Chinatu.
Please, say it with excitement. Is it not your name?
A.K.A. Ant-Man, A.K.A. Sidekick.
And it's been a long time, but he's here joining the show. And our very first loser of the new fight.
Guy, that's not nice, though. That's not nice.
Yes, now, Williams too. Williams, how far now? Welcome to the show. It has stayed.
It has stayed. It's been a wonderful year. A very wonderful year.
It has been a wonderful year. We are live on Instagram at Popcorn and Reels. You can go straight up right there. Okay. We'll be going to check what's happening in the cinematic world of movie news right now. And there are some things y'all really need to take part in. Like, the biggest one right now is happening in Marvel. But we'll talk all on this. So let's go see what's happening in your cinematic world of movies and TV.
Big news in entertainment this week. Big news.
Straight into the world of cinematic movie news right now, starting off with the biggest one that has been rocking the internet since 2 days ago, has to be Spider-Man 3. Yes, Spider-Man 3, if you're following it since when it was said that Sam Raimi, who directed the first Spider-Man movie back in 2002, was going to be directing Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, there were a lot of speculations going on what would happen since it is tagged the Multiverse of Madness. Are we going to see Andrew Garfield or maybe see Tobey Maguire in the Multiverse of Madness in the MCU? And since we didn't know anything, but right now the rumors going around to the point that some may have been confirmed, is that Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, Kristen Dunst, Emma Stone, Alfred Molina are all going to come back in Spider-Man 3.
Jamie Foxx too.
Jamie Foxx was already, Jamie Foxx was a long time ago, so we're like, but now, having three Spider-Men.
Spider-Menses.
Please don't say Spider-Menses. Having three Spider-Men in one movie, we know it's not going to be big, like, in the sense that they're not going to have big roles.
Big, definitely.
They're just going to, like, just put them in there, since we're dealing with the Multiverse of Madness. Now, Doctor Strange 2, which is the Multiverse of Madness, is being directed by Sam Raimi, who directed the original Spider-Man movie. You get and then we have Doctor Strange appearing in Spider-Man 3 already.
Yeah,
you get, so that link has already been established. But I think they will play with the same thing they did with 2018's Into the Spider-Verse. You've seen Into the Spider-Verse, then you saw how they were able to play with Spider-Man. Let me just say Spider-Man. This man's Spider-Man
feel,
is strange.
They might not have an important role, but I feel you know what happened in Spider-Verse. I feel they'll have something like, there'll be a place where all of them will fight together. That
no,
will
I doubt that.
Be. See, it will definitely
see,
it will be the
biggest moment in comic book movies since Avengers Endgame, the last fight. But I think that would be a little bit too ambitious. What I'm saying this is because it's been how long? It's been how many years since the first Spider-Man came out? 2002, right? 2004, the second one came out. 2006, I mean 2007 was when the third one. So it will be like, let me see. Now it'll be 7 years since we last saw Andrew Garfield's own. Then 14 years since Tobey Maguire and Kristen Dunst and everything and Alfred Molina.
Can Tobey still wear that suit? He's fat now. He's a fat boy.
My brother, he will sit him down. Or they will use CG and bring him down. So that is the most exciting news going around at this period. Everybody's, you need to see YouTube videos.
Yeah, like I'm happy. The fact that they acknowledge them, they didn't just try to eradicate the OT and be like, okay, this is Spider-Man now.
Exactly. And now why the thing is interesting is because you've seen Spider-Man and why the thing is interesting is Sony didn't come out to deny it and say, oh no, all these rumors are false, all these things speculating are false. They said they cannot confirm it. So it's either they are still in talks with some of these actors like Hafa, or they are looking for a way to just do it for it to make sense. So they are not denying or confirming. They're just like, we know if it's saying that like this now, but let us know. Go straight to WhatsApp and let us know your take on how you think this Spider-Man 3 would be and what you expect from it. It's blasting my mind right now because I'm a Spider-Man. Like, Spider-Man is my favorite superhero. I'm Batman. Don't get it twisted. But Spider-Man is my greatest superhero.
Spider-Man.
I have my reason.
After him, I love Thor. The comic Thor, not...
Not the MCU. Mm-hmm. Or the 1965 version.
I like the one when he used to say that thou art. Ah, that used to touch my chest.
Let's check out more news. Still in the MCU right now. You all know Amanda Seyfried, who turned down the role of Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, as of some months ago, I think that was in September, she said she wasn't comfortable being painted green. But later, after she did an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, she said she thought it was going to be a flop. And let us not lie to ourselves. I know when I posted it on our group, a lot of people were saying she's mumu, she's dumb and everything. As of that point, nobody took any movie that had a talking raccoon or an anthropomorphic tree serious. You get, look at all the movies that had animals talking and everyone like, I beg. So she felt it was going to be a flop. And everybody thought it was going to be a flop too, because let's not, it was a risk. Marvel took a risk doing Guardians of the Galaxy.
Thank God she didn't even.
But thank God she did.
Thank God she did.
I love Amanda Seyfried, but Zoe Saldana.
Oh my Lord!
Is
bae.
My girl.
She's the owner of the room, man.
Zoe Saldana is bae.
I want
as
to
in, from Colombiana to Avatar. I mean, she's one of the highest grossing actors, female actresses, because she's an Avatar which was the highest grossing movie before Endgame. And Endgame is now the highest grossing.
She chop money too.
Zoe Saldana.
She's like a good luck charm.
Avatar 2 soon come out too. She'll chop money again.
If you are thinking of any guy, my number is not hard.
Nope. Never gonna happen.
But anyway, Amanda Seyfried said, I didn't want to be part of the first Marvel movie that would bomb. I said, who wants to see a movie about a talking tree and a raccoon? Which is clearly, I was very wrong. The script is great. It was all based on not wanting to be that guy. Because if you are a star of a giant movie like that and it bombs, Hollywood never forgives you. I've seen that happen to people, and it was a giant fear. I thought it wasn't worth it. So we understand your fear, Amanda. But next time, consult us. Tell us some more cinematic movie news right now. Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins, she has added her voice to blasting Josh Whedon's version of Justice League. You know, a lot of people were saying Josh Whedon, like we all know Josh Whedon's version of Justice League was terrible. And so far, we are waiting for the Schneider version to come out this 2021 that we're entering. And she went on to talk a little bit about it, saying, the movie get a CBO and everything. It wasn't something they... She said, I think that all of us at DC, as DC directors, tossed that one out as much as the fans did. So it has entered water, let it keep going. And still talking about Wonder Woman, there was this rumor going around that, what's that her beautiful name again? Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, was offered $10 million so she could be on board with Warner Bros. Releasing Wonder Woman on streaming platforms.
Madu.
Anything, she should just be eating. I just love her. She should be eating back to back.
Eat you hands down.
And some more cinematic movie news right now. Emily Blunt says that Edge of Tomorrow sequel script really looks promising, but the problem they have right now is scheduling issues. Like, it is really cool and really promising. I just don't know when everything is going to sort itself out and align. You know what I mean? Between all of our schedules, it will have to be the right time, but there is something in the works for sure, and it's a great idea. So, now to wait, see how that goes. And lastly, on our cinematic movie news right now, Matthew Vaughn, the guy who directed the first Kingsman movie, said they are planning to do 7 more Kingsman films and a TV series. Right now, we have three.
Three.
Two are out already. One is coming out soon, and you know 7.
What? They have money, all these British people.
No, it's not even about that. I think having a series, it's going to be nice.
I think series, yes.
Yeah, series will be better. Yeah.
Polish the wall of Kingsman and establish characters more. But 7 more.
7 more.
Now James Bond film.
Now?
It might be the next James Bond
movie.
Want
to pull
it is too over the top for it to be a James Bond
film. The story is not that.
No, it is. Calm down, bros. Mm. But even if that was a plan, they wouldn't have announced it now. Why are you telling us? You want us to get tired from the third one? You release the fourth and fifth.
Yeah,
and then,
like how Fast and Furious, girls are alive to be coming.
And talking about Fast and Furious, this isn't part of our news, but we're going to add it all the same. Christopher Nolan says he's a big sucker for the Fast and Furious movies, and he has a soft spot for Tokyo Drift.
Oh. Abel, let him know before we use timeline and confuse our head again. Let him not even come near it, please. Mbok.
Okay, guys, that's much we can take on this week's episode of the news. You can go straight to Twitter and go and drop your take on all the things we are talking about. We've already tweeted them. Let us know what you think about this news, and how excited are you for Spider-Man 3 that's going to explore the multiverse and have Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and all the old stars of the old Spider-Man movies show up in it. Let us know your take on it, and let's get ready to do some more gist. Okay, guys, let's get down to it.
Now that's entertainment.
My Michael. Still the movies right here on 96.9 Cool FM, Popcorn and Reels. Yes, go straight to Twitter, and you can tweet at Cool FM Abuja or tweet at Popcorn and Reels. If that is not enough for you, you can send us a message right now on WhatsApp. We can already see some of your messages. Yes, and so far, Ify Logan, you're here too. And some Edima is saying, weird seeing Cool FM status. Edima, please, you need to explain.
Yeah, I did.
Please. What did you do? You press play.
Wow.
What did you do?
I just said it's time for
Yes. Nice one, Chinatu. Good afternoon, Focus, and the coolest, Chinatu, the Ant-Man. Good to have you here again. Chinatu, please don't argue or disagree with anyone today, Masood Lawal from Dunabi Street.
I think I've done that earlier today in one of that group.
What did you do?
In one of that movie group.
You disagreed with somebody.
No, you disagreed with me.
I didn't disagree with you. I didn't disagree with
you. Should we settle this now?
Yes, we should settle it.
We should?
Yes, we should.
All those in that popcorn and Reels group, I'm going to snub you guys completely. I want to stop talking in that group, that's all.
Oh, okay, if you like. Okay, so Masun Lawa also is here on Instagram. He said, ah, Chinatu to Boot and Shai, are your village people after you? Okay, oh. That's why you are wearing face cap and sunglasses in the studio. I legit did not even realize you're wearing both face cap and shades.
No, it's because of the Instagram live. I don't want them to see all this all this glory, all this
someone on my phone just thought it was a woman. Yes.
Butensha. Okay, more messages. Good afternoon, cool people. The movie is gonna be fantastic. A fantastic one, I can't wait to watch it. I'm Adam from Guags. Which movie exactly? We talked about a lot of movies, not just one. I really think I'm seeing Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse as a real human film, just a live action next time. I mean, it's gonna be awesome. Okay. And this next message, please, Chinatu, please read some messages for us.
If you look on here, he's saying, Focus, how can Spider-Man be your greatest superhero? Man, you form my hand. How old are you? 13 or 14? Chai, I beg, grow up fast. And then he's saying, please, which Nigerian movie in cinema is buzzing right now and would be great to watch? Because I'm no longer in touch with what's happening in the cinematic world.
The movies, Rattlesnake is still playing in cinemas right now. You can check that out. They also have Can't Believe, which will drop reviews both for. You can check them out. And then when you do, come to our review and tell us if you think we're right or if you think our review is on point or not. We will really appreciate it. Well, so today, okay.
If you look at here, he said, have you guys seen this horror and unique series? Guess. Lovecraft Country.
Who hasn't seen Lovecraft Country?
We left you in Lovecraft Country.
It's nice.
And we've talked about it. Yeah. And also, if you look at this, let me just throw this out there to you. Between George and Montrose, who do you think is the real father of Tick?
What? I thought that was settled.
No, it wasn't.
Wait, George is the uncle that is the father now.
But how are we sure?
He's the uncle. I'm very
sure. Because when they enter that spirit realm, and he met the mother, we thought the answers will be revealed. Like, okay, mom, what happened? Oh, George is through your father or Montrose. But nothing happened. They just like still left us there. Like, may we not continue the guess? So since they never read the book, then they went back. Even me, I think it's George.
It's
but
George.
Also, it can still be Montrose.
First of all,
because
no, if you even trace it from the bloodline to the power to the bond, it's George.
It's George.
No two ways. It's George.
It's theories. We all have our theories. So I still think
they are keeping us guessing.
I thought that was settled as a matter of fact. It wasn't settled. Even the showrunner said they are going to leave it open for people to still be guessing who is the true father.
That means I knew it on time now.
Thing don't die, so they are them too.
Okay, so today, just on a sharp note, we will be talking about just some of the worst movies for 2020 so far. Because next week we're going to be checking out the best movies for 2020. You have the opportunity to tell us your top 5 Nollywood, Hollywood worst movies. Those movies that you'd let, I swear to God, I will not watch this movie in my life. You will not recommend it to anybody. The movies that you might be watching it and just, life will just tire you. We just want
like,
to sleep.
Like, Bill and Ted, Face the Music.
Let me call this. You know this guy, Nicolas Cage.
Bill and Ted, Face the Music.
No, I saw Jujutsu. I pass him.
I want to cry.
There are some movies you just take your
time. I want to cry.
Just pass it. Just pass it.
Focus. Did you hear my first?
I will punch you.
But calm down. That is me, and I am saying it's my worst for the year.
You have a terrible list.
That is a worst.
You have a very terrible list.
Nothing beats Jujutsu Face.
Don't watch it.
Nothing beats Jujutsu.
For my sake, so bad.
Nothing beats Jujutsu.
As my friend and the lover,
and if you watch the thriller, you'll be like, oh my god, this is going to be movie of the year.
No, not lie.
Just play and play.
Not lie. Even the trailer. From the trailer.
Nice.
Not lie.
The way they were hyping it.
That was trash.
This is a bummer.
Immediately I saw the trailer. That was trash. But let's read more messages. Okay, Chigozie from Kubwa here said, to be sincere, I believe that I believe that a scene where all the Spider-Men fight together would be mind-blowing and seriously good. Yes, it will be explosive. You get, but
it will happen. This all swing web, catch this guy, this all kick him like that.
Because we've seen that in the games.
Yeah.
We've seen that in the animated movies too. You get, and we've seen that in some of the comic books. But having a live-action Spider-Man movie with three Spider,
budget good.
You know the problem. focus first of all, your exchange of day spirits.
Go, see, it don't let this
not
for
allow
you.
You to calm down. And the thing is, to focus right now, he's seeing it that it's too sudden. Why now? They should watch.
But I understand the angle is coming from because there are too many people in the movie.
Mom is yes, there are two.
This one saying Daredevil now. Yeah,
exactly. I didn't even add that. Charlie Cox, there's a report going around that Charlie Cox also has been reported to be in Spider-Man 3 as Daredevil. So it's going to be mad. And then they say they're still considering Kingpin. This is an unorthodox character.
Because if Diddy is there, Kingpin has to showcase.
See, let me see. I'm a fanboy. I remember you can ask the man with no name when I was watching Endgame. You see that moment when Captain America caught Mjolnir? I was shouting like a mm-hmm. I was hey!
Everybody screamed. Everybody screamed.
Then now having my favorite Spider-Man, which is Tobey Maguire. I love Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland, but my still ideal Spider-Man is Tobey Maguire. It's my Tobey. Best Spider-Man movie is still Spider-Man 2, that 2004.
Yeah, Doc Ock. That place where he was catching train like idiot.
Not only was Alfred Molina's character a very sympathetic villain, but Alfred Molina killed the role as Doc Ock to the point when I was doing NYSC. I was in editorial board.
Oh my God.
This magazine, shut up. The only magazine they told us to write back, I don't quoted Dr. Octavius, and I put his name as Dr. Otto Octavius. The printer show, I said my own. 08099920275. What are your worst movies for 2020 so far? Top 5. You can give us the list. We are live on Instagram. Mukasim Masula say, please focus. Fast and Furious and Spider-Man will be stupendous. Okay, Buteshai. Alright, more messages right here on WhatsApp. And some also Judith suppressed to how now I say face cap of shades will soon be on. DJ SDI is just passing in the background. DJ SDI Alpha, you don't want to talk.
He gets
why?
So true.
You don't tell people that say you know this studio Abby. All right, more messages. Good day, guys. Cornell from Central Area. Focus. I know get joy where you deal. Wallahi. Spider Boy, your favorite superhero.
Spider Boy.
Is Spider Man. People don't understand why I love Spider-Man.
Yeah, you
now,
can explain.
They don't get it.
I've already explained twice before, but I'm still going to say it. Not only was the character relatable to me, because first off, I ugly when I small. If you see my picture, this guy, wow, ugly. Like, Spider-Man is not a fine boy. Mm-hmm. He had no money, you get. And he was the first teenage superhero that wasn't a sidekick to anybody. Yeah. So he took the world by himself. He was able to save, you know, people. He was able to do good with his power, even though the first thing he thought about was making money with his powers. Mm-hmm. And make we know, like, think about it. You have powers today that you can disappear and appear.
As a young guy.
You will want to do something like acquire wealth for yourself. And Spider-Man did that. And I love how his struggle was. Then Spider-Man 2, why I loved it was, this guy was trying to balance a life as a superhero and then live his life as a normal guy. Trying to school, trying to hustle rent. Like, you are a superhero saving the whole of New York. You know if you just get house on your own, but no, that struggle, that mentality, you need to be better. With great power comes great responsibility. Mm-hmm. Because if you have the power, shut up, I'm talking. If you have the power, you are morally obligated to render help to somebody who doesn't. Yeah. So that alone, you people don't get.
Ladies and gentlemen,
clap for
I
me, John, clap.
Ancients of days.
So tell us your top worst movies for 2020 so far. We know there are a lot of them. You guys have your list. And please, don't be shy. Come and say it. Don't worry. If we insult you, we will insult you. If you measure it now.
They don't
slap you back at
this music.
What do you do that movie?
Mm-hmm. That is... See...
This
year, you know,
he hates the movie because he has not seen the first one.
No, don't say that.
Yes, I'm going to say it. You just jump into the third one, so you don't understand Bill and Ted's journey.
You don't understand the franchise at all.
First of all,
and the fact that they just shocked us and the daughters took everything. You don't.
What
don't
is
talk
even
that
amusing you guys with this whole thing? With your John Wick guy that came and became so extra weak in this Bill and Ted thing.
At his peak.
Someone
that can act as John Wick and act as goofy as that is acting at
as in peak. Don't stress my John Wick. We don't need to kill you. Let's read more messages.
Well, this one is this one again. Good afternoon, Focus and Chinatu. Who's complaining about Spider being your favorite superhero?
It's some people, though.
Me, my best is Flash. people haven't realized that he's the best superhero with the high test abilities. Zolomon Hunter from Airport Road and Spider movie would be dope. Can't wait to see Toby in action again. Though
Flash 2 is easily one of my favorite superheroes because
if it's DC, you don't understand the characters. If you get the characters, you know why.
You will know why.
Good afternoon, Cool FM. Jude from Zone 1. My worst 5 movies for 2020. 365 days.
I watched it January and all of a sudden it was trending March. And I was like, what is going on here?
I need to say this line. Are you lost, baby girl? it's as if somebody came with money and said, Say 50 Shades of Grey is terrible. Everybody say, yes. Who can make something worse than 50 Shades of Grey?
Uncle me.
Make money.
Do you know the place where the girl was like, I don't need 365 days to fall for you.
My friend, shut up there.
He said, I hope I was able to convince you with these words of mine.
Cry.
You know what?
Cry.
Let's not condemn it that bad.
I will condemn it that bad.
Swear.
To the point that some Nigerian girls were now fantasizing on kidnapping and molestation.
And on God, the molestation was not even nice. Rubbish molestation.
And then the you know
what? How can you come and say, I'm not going to touch you.
Seriously, you guys, you need to see this 365 days so you understand why we can't complete our statements. Because we really want to, but we can't.
It's trash.
Is it all from Kubai saying, if they want to choke in Spider-Man related characters, then maybe Deadpool will now show face and start misbehaving.
No.
Well, Deadpool already has been signed into the MCU, so we have to see how that goes. And like we said, it's a multiverse of madness. So there are billions of timelines. You know, they could easily jump. See, if they want to add Jara to this thing, but let the cartoon version just even run past.
Yes, they'll just do like that whole CGI. Yeah.
Just pass, yeah. It's not today Hollywood has been able to mix live action and animated, you know. They did that with Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and they've done that with... So, just complete it for us. Let us just mad and just go.
And then they won't have anything else to give.
No, they will.
I heard Deadpool is going to be in a multiverse of madness.
I heard that too, so...
He can't be there and about how much you get to pay, I beg you.
Okay. Chikoze here says, hi guys. Oh, on Lovecraft Country here, the uncle is most definitely the father. I think it was explained somewhere, Sha.
Yes.
But please, what was Lovecraft Country about? Still lost, still dead. Okay, let me just give you a roundup overview of what it's about. Now, the Dr. Lovecraft, the guy who wrote the Lovecraft book, wrote it because... In time of Merriam there's too much information running on in my head. Since characters started appearing in movies, you know, known characters in action, adventure, horror, there has been no black person. They are all white. Why? Because they were all written by white people. So when you call adventurer, you say Indiana Jones. There's no black equivalent. When you call superheroes, you know, you start with the Superman first, the Spider-Man, but all of them were white. There was never a black. When you call horror, when you call anything, just look at all the movies that they've been showing, you get they are all white protagonists. So but Lovecraft Country was able to bring every element. You have horror, you have adventure, you have sci-fi. There's almost everything happening in Lovecraft Country.
Each episode was even changing.
Exactly. Yeah. Each episode had its own theme, and you have black protagonists, not just black and white supporting. You have black wear, black supporting, black follower, sister, uncle, auntie, child.
And then they took the magic from the white people.
That's not his question. Because you want to start giving us history. His question is, what's your about? It's about a guy that did this and then this happened.
It's about a world of magic where white people want to have power in the 50s. You get racism really up, but this point right now, black people are able to tap into the magic because they have an ancestral lineage,
a connection
to eat, and they want to take everything. So these black guys, they want everything, they want this power. Because in this period, in the 1950s, where racism, that was why that sister, you see where that sister loved, she got addicted to drinking that potion that was making her white. The oppression, the racism at that time, it will continue. So this story is about all that. And it's happening in different fashion or genres of movie, from sci-fi, horror, adventure, you know, thriller, action, and everything. So you can still go and read the book and also check out some theories. Some theories on online. It will explain better for you. You get, okay.
It's Austin again saying my worst movies. What? Okay, for 2020.
One of Chinatu's best movies, even though his worst movies for me, is Dr. Dolittle and Cat.
That's not true.
That is true.
Don't say my best.
It is your best.
It is.
Your best, movie. You just said that.
No, I want to say it's a good movie, but it's not my best. Come on. When I have a tenant today.
Tenant!
So bad.
Up to now, they are put out begging me to explain that film for them.
Because
you don't understand.
You didn't understand it.
We shouldn't go this
way. I watched that one.
Don't worry. One day we will dedicate. We will dedicate one day and talk about Christopher Nolan's movies.
I must come that
And then we'll talk about Tenant. Yes.
Focus.
Sir.
I understand.
You sure you understand it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what happened?
We don't have time for that.
You understand?
Okay, quick question. Who was the guy working for?
Oh my lord. He was working for himself.
Okay. Are you sure? Which version of himself?
Mm-hmm. No, you get that part. Thank God.
Jesus Christ.
We get to thank God. Thank God you got to that part. Okay.
No, you know what? Because Focus gave me this warning from the beginning that
I told him
you will not understand it.
No, I said you will not.
Oh
like
my
the movie.
Lord. Then 15 minutes into this movie,
you sleep.
One of the characters, when the after the first impression,
yes, try not to think about it.
No, try not to understand it.
Yes.
Why would I not kill myself to understand it?
So are you saying Tenet is among your worst movies for 2020?
Oh yes, number two, after Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Oh wow.
Yes.
Oh Jesus.
And then number three.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. There's this 2020 Gretel and Hansel.
Hansel and Gretel.
That was nice. Now that was horror.
Okay, what?
It was horror. It was out of the norm.
It was an reimagination of the classic Hansel and Gretel. Yes.
Oh my lord.
I enjoyed the movie.
Uh-huh. I'm not in this studio. What?
Now I know you just watch movie for fun. I know.
Oh, we all do. You should accept that. Okay, sorry, Austin. He's saying Downhill number one, The Call of the Wild number two, 365 Days with the Failure of 50 Shades of Grey, and then four, The Capone.
Tom Hardy's The Capone, directed by what's that his name? You do know I've had that movie since I've not still had time to see it. Good afternoon, guys. Sam from Cuba. Have you guys seen Tenet? What are your thoughts on it?
Tenet,
my thought is it's an enjoyable movie. I loved the movie. I mean, it's not my top three Christopher Nolan movies, but I loved it. You get, and I enjoy when everything was now falling into place. That third act of how my guy, you know, fought himself. It was just split.
And he didn't don't give me that look.
I have to look because
no, because at first, when the other guy came out and asked him, what happened to the other
guy?
It was like, don't worry about it. I was not like, oh my lord, something is up. So when they were now giving the whole explanation, I'm like, oh, the guy knows, say, not themselves did they fight, you're quiet.
Yes, now that's why when he wanted to shoot himself in the head, this guy now said, no, he shot him in the hand.
Oh, nice, but very.
So, let us leave Tenet right now, because if we started, you know, the theory saying that Max, that's what's that her name again? Elizabeth, the biggest child, that's son,
that
is actually new, it's actually
new,
it's actually yes,
that'd be mad, dude.
That are you
he's
serious?
Trying to repay the protagonist for saving his mother. Let's leave that. Tenet, we're going to talk about Tenet another time. Let's still talk about worst movies. Marcel Lawa here saying The Lost Husband, then came You, number two, Holiday.
Oh my lord, why would you say that?
Holidays, Christmas movie now.
Mentioning The Kissing Booth, two. There's nothing like there's nothing like messages in them. That's what Marcel Lawa is saying.
What about Princess Switch, but.
It was just annoying.
I'm not even going to bother. I am not going to bother.
My love for such movies.
Those guys don't want to give up. Next year they will be like Princess Switch Part 3.
Switch again.
One last switch.
And he comes back to say, talking about boring movies. Okay, you've already mentioned this, Mansur Lawa. And then Chinatu best movie is Joker.
See. Chai. What is happening? If, see, you can't catch me dead saying Joker or John Wick is my what? No. That can never happen.
Shinatu, don't worry, you your scope will expand, so you would learn to appreciate some movies.
My scope, that's that,
your scope.
I get
how you view movies.
That my brain is not good.
I did not say your brain, your scope. It means
okay.
It means your enjoyment and let's just move on. Let's read more messages. 080-999-20275. You can call us up on 0946-00969. More message right here. Boss man, you are in the spirit. Spider-Man is my best. I always loved the way he was just 18 and a fantastic hero. I always remember the time I wore my mommy's net and using rubber ring as well. I did it.
What?
I did it too.
I think I only did that kind of stuff for Harry Potter. I got
it
a wand.
It was toothpaste I used to fire.
There was something I did when I was I think 7. So this is very embarrassing. I would wear 2 shirts, right? So when we were playing ball, just tell me like, I'll come, let me drink water. Then I'll just run. I'll just go behind the house and remove the shirt and then come through the other part. Then blah. That was fast. I'm like, yeah, man, you know, Spider-Man, you know, my agility is just so fast. And very embarrassed. That, I did that because I remember the Saturday morning cartoon, Spider-Man, Firestarter, and Iceman.
Yeah.
I'm really disappointed. I thought you became a moving your own Dante. Since from when? 7.
And not forgetting the part that he's actually really brilliant.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's smart too. Almost nearing
very
to the
smart.
Start level.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay, more messages. Let's go.
Worst movies. I have plenty. Top 5, Sha. What's this? Ouija Shark. What's
Okay. This board you use to summon demon.
Kovu.
Like Ouija now.
I really don't know what that is. Yeah, why are you expecting me to know?
Oh, you don't know.
And then he's saying Code of Thieves, Mulan. What?
Mulan.
Leave him, let him add Mulan to the list. It may not be the worst movie, but it's
yeah,
just there.
Yeah, I like
okay?
Name. Is this,
but
is
then
this?
When I say Bill and Ted, you get angry. Number 4 for, okay, his name. Okay, Fatima. Seized, and then 5, Oluturi. Should we talk about
Oluturi? No, we should not. Let's just move on. Let's move to ourselves. She goes, say thanks for kids. Dr. Doolittle was trash. Yes, trashy trash, gutter, inyama trash. What were they even thinking? Robert Downey Jr. was just used to clean ground. Twelve.
Charlie.
Wow, that's Charlie. So bad. No, hello, guys. It's Austin. Your messages are too much.
You're gonna hand out.
We've read it a bit already.
Okay, this one said, hi, guys. This is Joe. Some Nollywood movies can be annoying. Eh? Most of Nollywood is just to pass away time. And there is so many rubbish 2020 Hollywood movies, too. I wonder what the movie directors were thinking. Movie making is a hard process, but some movies are trash. Anyway, he said, what's movie for 2020? Let me think. Men in Black by Thor. Was that this year?
It's not this year.
That
now.
Was last year. Men in Black International. That was last year. Mm-hmm. And he said, Comma. And Love Me 360 Days. Then he said, One Night in Bangkok and After We Collided. The title of this movie alone said,
After
is
We
trash.
Collided.
What the hell is After We Collided?
After they collided. After they collided. So they told you they collided.
What
first.
The hell is after? What kind of name is after? After
I enjoyed
we collided.
After We Collided, Chao.
Of course you enjoyed now. It's all those what do you call them? Teenage love scene.
Wow. And the love rubbish. This was wow. Out of the norm. That's why I enjoyed it.
Well, on WhatsApp, this guy is saying, Hansel and Gretel 2020 didn't really sweet me. I didn't get the horror and heart squeezing feel. Next was Kissing Booth. Not keeping.
Part 2 was very unnecessary. And I heard they are doing part 3.
It's based on a book now, so they are following it.
He said there was a movie about fairies where the kid's father was kidnapped by fairies. Yeah.
Yes.
That was boring.
What's this stupid movie name?
Calm down.
Stupid.
You will not
calm
remember
down,
it.
Calm down. You will not remember
I'm
it.
I'm pretty sure I would like it.
William, see, even if you see William jumping up and down. Williams, please calm down. Calm down.
Something.
See tears in Williams' eye. Oh. Williams, calm down.
Are
calm
you
down.
Serious?
That's how useless the movie was. Pay me.
Which movie is that?
Let me help.
The guy, the name is.
What happened in the movie?
The guy, his father was like a master thief.
Adam is found!
Adam is chicken!
Adam is found!
Adam is chicken!
Oh my lord! And he had a good cast, but I don't know they wasted it.
Yeah.
I was in pain. I was expecting this movie to be like, see,
and you know when the action scene started, that last part, I was like, oh, okay, at least this movie really started. And that's all end credit. The film don't finish. What did it happen? God, you had Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
You had Judi Dench. You had Nonso.
That Nonso guy from Game of Thrones. Like,
yeah, Buteshai.
No.
It pains me.
It pained me.
We have a message right here on Instagram, and this one says, oh my gosh, some of my worst movies for 2020. Tenant, 365 Days, The Honest Thief by Liam Neeson, fell my hand in that one. Okay, Liam Neeson fell my hand in that one. Gone. And I say, I've always been a Spider-Man fan. Focus. Nothing do you too.
I've actually not seen that.
I think it's foul.
Where's the message again?
Tenant.
I've not seen it too.
What, I just like it.
I just feel
like,
it's going to be a flop too. Like,
yeah, I just saw Liam Neeson, Thief. No.
But I love the concept though. Like, someone trying to, you know,
turn himself in because he fell in love.
And then
love is a powerful thing.
The police guys are now trying to.
Indirectly, the film was about a mumu thief. Now, why a flop?
It's not a mumu thief. It's a thief who was robbing for 9 years, who found love, decided to turn himself in. Bad police people see, have CIA people, have FBI, saw money, decided to frame him so that they would chop the money. I think I've still not seen it yet. But anyway. So, guys, we're really running out of time. We are still waiting for some of you to send in your list. Kissing Booth was a waste of time. That's what Joe West is saying. And then Artemis Fowl is a very, 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 very stupid film. Please, what is your name? Don't just come and talk messing around. My God. Artemis Fowl. Mastermind.
I was in pains. Sky.
And then Dorcas came and said, oh my God, I enjoyed
it. The boy called the talk like, say if you want Kid Junior. So you're sitting there going to put in hand. Like, say if you want. Oh, it pained me.
Calm down.
It pains me. It was a painful something. Boot and shy. Kai. But anyway, guys, you know, we already we did worse movies like some time ago. So the reason why we're doing it is just to wrap up this year, because 2021 is going to come with its own level of movies.
There will be great movies.
So we are waiting to see how that will go. So let us just finish all the bad ones and just move on, because next week we'll be talking about good, great movies for 2020. Some that you may or may not have seen, and you know, we'll talk about these movies and maybe some recommendations. See, Doolittle is on everybody's list on the worst movies. You've seen Tax Collector?
Yeah, I've seen Tax Collector.
That movie, no try.
Kai, I expect
Fantasy Island. Oh my Lord! Oh my. See, I don't even want to get angry. Man with no name, if he's here.
Kai.
And the ending vexed me.
It's when some movies just come out to like make us think we're stupid. You'll be like, oh no, don't worry, then you know, just do it like that. Yes, okay, no, Your Excellency was last year. Yes, this is another rubbish Nollywood movie, but thank God it's last year.
Jeez.
Really, Boot and Shy.
I'm forced to say Citation though, because of just one person, but let's move.
I mean, Citation is not a terrible movie and it's not a great movie. It is just there.
No, it's a great movie.
I've never seen
this.
I had one girl was citing something. I don't know.
Huh?
She be professor when she was citing.
No, she was not citing anything. No. She was just confusing us. We didn't know if she wanted to fall in love with the professor, and then she now brought pints as evidence that they did not do forensic tests or anything. How do we know it was? If she be Shamu and not talk before Kula Avala and look for me.
Of course, he's. I mean, he might be listening to us.
Right. Listening. Somebody say Rise of the Saints on Nollywood movies. Chai, Boot and Shai. I've not seen that. Rise of the Saints.
Saints, they rise.
Okay. and Judith is here. Judith, awesome. Judith, she's on Popcorn and Reels as well. And you did try with everything. I think, yeah, you have the movie too out. So I'm still trying to understand Tenet. I'm not so sure where to place it yet. Place it under your bed. When you sleep on it and wake up, trust
the
me.
The beginning actually was not making any sense at some point.
It
the
was,
whole attack.
I think,
see,
no,
it's
what,
the fact
what,
that you
no.
still don't get the end what, was the beginning. What, that's what, why you are saying
the beginning,
beginning
of
Tenet
was
sense.
Doing was cramming exposition.
Yes.
We need to air this, and then like, try not to understand it. Let's move on. But me, I like movies that are not just mainstream.
Yeah.
Like, some movies
out of the norm.
Like, if I finish movie, I'm like, wait, what just happened? That's why, till today, Predestination sits among one of my best time travel movies. How can you be your father, your mother? You are the man, you are the woman, you gave birth to yourself. Sarah Snook is an
underrated. Have you watched this series, Dark?
I've downloaded Dark 1-3.
Man,
I know I'm going to watch Dark. Is
that's another like, time travel series that will mess
that'll blow
with
your mind? Yes,
I have like, to sit down.
My guys who have seen it, oh my guys, they have seen it. They've told me about it. Like, man, guy.
Another one I really appreciated. It was not that great. Time Traveler's Wife.
No, Time Traveler's Wife. I love really, Time Traveler's Wife.
Yeah, that was
wife.
Really nice, man.
How can you marry a person that you cannot, in a certain
time,
you just disappear?
Anytime you just disappear.
Then you come back in the future. How do you get married? Then when he now gave birth to his daughter too became a time traveler, came and met herself and was giving herself advice.
Met herself, was giving herself advice.
Eric Bana
met,
and
his wife met Mark him Adams. Before he met her.
Yes.
It was mad.
I have a job to do. I can't be stressing my brain with such movies.
So I love any movie that will make me like, So like this. Hey. That's why I still appreciate Christopher Nolan. Like Insomnia, you've seen Insomnia. You've seen the Prestige. You've seen Inception.
Inception. Oh.
Baba. Man. Then Interstellar. That beginning that linked with the end, that he was the one pushing the book. Aye.
Man.
Kill me with I want to be mad.
And the thing is so sweet at the moment when you be
when
like
you
the connection.
You shock your brain. I have sense.
That's it for you. It's not about the movie. The fact that you're not
the fact that you're able to piece it together, man, it gives joy.
It gives joy. All right, guys, let's wrap up with the last messages here. Good evening, cool people. I'm Daniel from Life Camp. My worst movies for 2020 is Bloodshot. It's a very, very, very stupid movie. Nobody's using very, very plenty like this. Chinatu decide, should I complete it? Love you guys. And Joel said, you guys talk about money heist, the professor who always thinks Tokyo was always showing blunder action.
Oh, so sorry. I wanted to say money something. Heist? Have you seen Jingle Jangle?
No,
you may not like it, but I don't want you to. Calm down.
Is it the one with David Oyelowo in it?
Probably.
Yes. Now it's a Christmas movie.
Yes.
I have it now. Just
what I'm trying to tell you is, I want you to see the Africanness. Do you know that some of the old rappers or Hollandis my mom used to have, they used it. I saw like three.
What's the name of?
I saw like. I was so impressed.
What's the name of this? What is
our
name of this
own Nigerian
series?
Ankara.
Not and Crosses. The one where the white people were the minority races.
And I stopped.
They use some.
Oh, I didn't watch that series.
That series started well. Episode 1, episode 3. I just watch entry episode 4 like this to 5. You just say. Say let's just use less ourselves. I bet we don't have anything.
As in, like someone
see, I saw
just
it this morning. I was
night,
so
right?
impressed. And then Annika Noni Rose, you are my. I don't know what.
How
to
many
say.
People are you? You don't know what to say.
That girl can sing. No,
okay.
That woman can sing.
OG is here saying, can't believe it's one of my best movies for this year. Can't believe we are next. So next week, come and tell us about it. Let's leave it down. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for being a part of the movie show. And we'll catch us again next week, Thursday. You already know what we'll be talking about. We'll come talk about some of the best movies for 2020 so far. But just in case, because by then, Wonder Woman, no, we don't come out. But not just true. In case, we'll have to come back again, maybe during Film Fight, because Film Fight will be the last Thursday for the month. I come and do small G's. If it's that good, we'll come and say best movie of 2020. But if it's not top, we'll flow with it.
Sorry, I know you're about to round up. Someone just sent something. Hello, Popcorn and Reels. I wasn't prepared to talk till someone mentioned Dark. Focus. Prepare to have your brain cooked, boiled, and blown. Now, I want to see you watch this movie.
It's a series.
Please watch it. I just
watch
want to
it.
See
three seasons.
I will watch it. It's dark now. It's three seasons.
The like, ending. Like, it, at the
I
end,
said, oh my guys,
like,
my guys told me, oh my guys are ballers.
At
like,
the ending,
said,
you
don't
open
like,
your mouth, like,
you know what? I'm even stressing myself. Even if you don't understand it, you will never come
and agree that,
and agree that you did not understand. So let me just move ahead.
But I will understand it.
Your brain
she
is
gave
nuts.
Birth to her daughter.
No,
this is just one of them. This is just one of them. She gave birth to her daughter, who was her grandmother, that gave birth to her own mother.
Why would I understand this?
Because let's just go. We don't go shout. Wow. Let's end it.
Because what? What do you have me again?
Nana, you send messages. You say, guys, remember that Turkish movie that people were saying it will make you cry? Miracle in Cell 7. It's a very dry movie.
No, don't say that.
I'm not the one. His message now.
It's not dry.
I'm not the one that said it.
Remember.
His message. I read the message.
See, that guys, movie will keep you so deep. See, when I said that movie, I got a bad news that scattered. As I was watching the movie, yeah. And I got a bad news that I kept on crying. At some point, Focus came to ask me, which one did make you cry?
Right now, bad news that I mean. Thank you very much, guys, for being a part of this show. Follow us on all social media platforms, Popcorn and Reels. We've dropped the video review for Can't Believe and Rattlesnake. You go check that out. And also, we'll be dropping a video soon about DOD, Day of Destiny. Yes, all this and more, we'll be giving you the best on Popcorn and Reels. Yes, follow us on all social media platforms. My handle is FOCIS, which is at Focus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's China too. On wait, calm down. Instagram is official_Chinatu, and then on Twitter is I_am_Chinatu.
Okay, and let's use this opportunity to give a shout out to Bitter Cola, which is Williams's YouTube channel. So Bitter Cola is movies too. You want movies? Everything movies. Nice, we'll rock it there. Now let's leave you in Soundtrack Hour with one of the best written shows of recent time. Right now, if you are not following it, please follow it. It's really great. It was created by Jon Favreau and everybody is talking about it, and we are always waiting every Thursday, every Friday to watch an episode. The Mandalorian is what we're kicking our Soundtrack Hour with. See you guys soon.